بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. We are reading from this kitab, title of the kitab أسماء الحسنى, the most beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى. We have begun this, the discussion on the attribute, the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, العظيم. And we put a ya before it, we say ya azimu. So al-azim, the most exalted, the most high, the lofty, the mighty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the azamah, his grandeur, his majesty, is not dependent on our ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely Allahu samad, Allah ben yazir. Allah is totally independent. Whether we praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we don't praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It doesn't decrease the grandeur, the loftiness, the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are muhtaj of Allah. Ya ayyuhal nas, antum al-faqara'u ila Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already declared in Quran Sharif, which is nas, explicit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no doubt in every dot, every harf, every letter of Quran Sharif, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made insan through his qudrat and his power and his might. And Allah says that, oh insan, ya ayyuhal nas, oh people, antum al-faqara'u, all of you. Hazrat Wala, the Abdul Hamid Sahib, the Marakatuhu, makes tarjuma that every single insan is a registered beggar in the court of Allah. Registered for life. You can't deregister. You can't unsubscribe. Forever you're a beggar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're a pauper. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara. That every one of you is a fuqara. Fuqara faqir. Every one of you is a pauper, dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is la ghani. Ghani, independent. All the treasures belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah distributes, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds back, Allah gives, Allah knows who to give, how to give, when to give. And in that giving also, Allah is al-hamid. Inna Allah la-ghaniyul hamid. Allah is absolutely independent. And all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala gives, doesn't give, then to praise, it still belongs to Allah. Allah knows best who to give and how to give. And we believe this in our heart. Although insan, now you might feel, how come my rose is not opening up, or this is not happening, or that is not happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in distribution is absolutely fair and just. And we praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon that also. We have no questions, we have no reservations in regards to Allah ta'ala's distribution. Zakim sahab used to say, rahmatullah alayhi, our dada sheikh, sometimes a person might feel in his heart, Allah, what guna am I doing? You know, what sin am I doing? That things are not opening up, things are not coming right, whether it's my domestic life, with my wife, with my children, people don't respect me. Ya Allah, what wrong am I doing? He says that statement or that thought also is in contrary to the azamah and the grandeur of Allah to even think, Ya Allah, what you are saying. Now in my poor state of iman also, whether it be my wife now is taking me on, is against me, my children against me, oh, my financial status, etc. Person might think, Ya Allah, what am I doing wrong? That thought also, ulama explained to think that, Ya Allah, what am I doing wrong is actually saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you are doing wrong to me. He's saying to Allah, Ya Allah, you are doing wrong. What wrong am I doing? That all this wrong is happening to me, Ya Allah, as of now you're doing something not right to me. The injustice taking place, na'uzu billah. The thought shouldn't come to the mind also. Rather, as Hakim Sahib would say, rahmatullahi, we should say, Ya Allah, not wrong, what wrong am I doing? Ya Allah, I'm doing everything wrong. Ya Allah, then to you so kind to me. That's what we should be saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm doing everything wrong. That's why we say over and over again, our taharat also, we know guarantee my wuzu is correct. My ghusl also, I don't know that I'm doing it correctly too. Because how many years ago, we learned it how many years ago. We know how many years ago we learned to drive and how we're driving now. You know what a big difference it is. So we can imagine now this whole Sharia is on car also. Our taharat we learn in Maktab, whether I'm doing it right or not. Right? Whether my wuzu too is correct or not. My ghusl, all my masail. But my car, I updated it. All is checking was the update. But my taharat not updated as yet. My ghusl not updated as yet. I won't go and ask whether this is how I make my ghusl. Is it correct? Is it right? How I'm doing it? To remove my hairs, am I doing it correctly? How to remove the hairs? Where to remove it? Below, from below the navel, from one opening to the next opening. My underarms, how many times in a month? How I should be doing it? all these things over here now. Have I gone and said with an alim, please check from my morning to my evening, from my Jumu'ah to my Jumu'ah. Am I doing everything correct and right? But this thought comes to mind now, Ya Allah, what am I doing wrong? I'm reading my namaz. We say to him, reading my namaz, reading Quran, reading wazifas upon wazifas. How come things are not still right? What wrong am I doing? He said, Ya Allah, I'm doing everything wrong. Ya Allah, you show me where my wrongs are for me to correct it. Ya Allah, you inspire me. Show me which angle of it. Many a person, they find, they make this dua, Allah Ta'ala shows them in the dream also, that one part of wuzu is not right. Your ghusl is not right. Allah Ta'ala will show us. The talab and desire is here, Allah Ta'ala will show us. Like how we're waiting now to see the dream, at the way that gold is buried in my backyard. Maybe somebody buried it there. One person told me, Hartley Road School, Mr. Hartley buried it somewhere over there, all the gold coins. So they're still waiting to unmine it. It'll come out from somewhere. So they have these hopes. But now where I'm stuck in my taqwa, in my tahara, what am I doing? Sometimes some business dealing also. And this a person has a talab and desire. Allah will show it to him. Hadith Sharif comes also, more or less, that the person who becomes a true friend of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ Allah Ta'ala says, understand very well, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a veil. Allah becomes an obstacle. Allah Ta'ala becomes a hindrance. بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِ Allah says, I come between yourself and your own heart. The heart is going this way, Allah says, no good for him. Allah says, I come in between. I take you the right direction. I take you the right direction. Because now you've given the heart to me. So the heart wants to sometimes go to the wrong way. In some riwayat it comes also, a person is about to engage in a business transaction and he feels everything is right for him there. Allah Jalla Jalalu sends a malaika, go and break the transaction. It's not good for my banda. He's going to suffer a loss. And that loss now will take him away from me. Go and break it. You see, the person becomes perplexed. Ya Allah, what happened? It's about to happen. But Allah says, no, it wasn't for him. Allah Ta'ala comes in between. Allah Ta'ala saves him to that extent. That everything good for him, Allah Ta'ala does for him because he's got the desire and the talab and he's got this in his heart. Ya Allah, I want to become your friend. And he gives up everything for Allah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala becomes his also. So Allah Ta'ala will show him where his shortcomings are, what the faults are. Some bayan he might sit into, he might go to some Jumu'ah. Hazrat says also, only is now we go to our own sheikh, for our tarbiyat and our islah. But we can't be there all the time. Sometimes Jumu'ah bayan, we go to some other masjid, always staying in a different city or town. And then to Hazrat says now to be linked up. Like today we all are linked up now. We all are linked up, whether the entire house is on Wi-Fi or whatever it is now, I'm still linked up. I can control from my phone everything. I can control from my phone, put the aircon on. Even the cars also nowadays. Before I enter the car, we can program it already. Aircon must come on and like this. So everything. Hazrat says, even when it comes to spiritual life, we can still be linked up, although we're far from the Sheikh. There's a bird in Siberia, as Hakim Sahib says, Rahmatullah Alayhi, there's a bird in Siberia that lays its eggs in the mountains. And it flies 200 kilometers away. And from there, it focuses its attention to the eggs and hatches it. What do you say? Tawajjuh. The bird does it. It hasn't got taqwa. But the bird does it. Hazrat says, the hearts are linked up, even though far away, but the love, desire and talab is there. Hazrat to teach us also, we're going to sit in somebody else's bayan. He says, we're sitting there, but I should have this in my heart. That whatever the speaker is saying is the reality, the teachings of my sheikh on his tongue. This is the water coming from my sheikh. This is the teachings coming from my sheikh. But this is just a speaker in between. So you see what happened, you are still linked up. You are still linked up. Although my contract was MTN, but they're down right now. I want prepaid Cell C. But I'm still linked up to my Wi-Fi system. I can still control it. But it's still now the same source. I'm still going to the way it's supposed to be linked up. So in the same way over here also, wherever I may be in the world, but who it may be, but I'm still linked up now. I am still linked up now to my sheikh and I'm still getting water coming. The irrigation system is still on, still irrigating my heart. It's then a person will fully benefit. I remember also Hazrat says that sheikh is just somebody on a pedestal. It's just a tool in between. The Talmud Rahmatullah used to say that I used to make the murid fall in love with me first. Once he loves me for the sake of Allah, then I show him the love of Allah. Because whether he loves his wife for the sake of Allah, how many person loves his wife for the sake of Allah? And the Hadith Sharif says, when you love someone for the sake of Allah, then you should tell him. What does it mean that I love someone for the sake of Allah? From here you and I can gauge now, whether I love my children, and I love my wife for the sake of Allah, or just for my nafs. When a person loves someone for the sake of Allah, I love you for the muhabbat and love for Allah, it means that whatever the person may tell me, whether criticism or whether praise, doesn't affect my muhabbat. Doesn't affect it whatsoever. From there I can gauge now my love for my wife, what is it for? When now she doesn't show me the respect or the authority, she's having a go at me, now my faith mustn't change now. Because I love her for the sake of, she's Allah's bandi. Allah Ta'ala gave her my nikah. So she's here now and I love her for the sake of Allah. Whatever she may say, doesn't affect me. Whether she praises me, that subhanAllah says, so that you'll only get before nikah. He's a very good boy. And after, a person passes away. What a man he was. But in between, Hazrat says, we had an uncle, and every now and then the auntie would phone. He says, your oom is like this. Speak Afrikaans. Your oom is swa and swa. He's like this, he's like that. Why you don't come and talk to him? Hazrat says, he's elder than me, the uncle. I can't go tell him anything. But every time, I'm tired of him now. Uncle passed away, Hazrat says, he went for the janazah, for the aziyah. Met his auntie. Auntie says, he said, what an uncle he was. Never troubled me one day. Never troubled me one day. He says, that's how life is. So the muhabbat also for my parents be for the sake of Allah. Muhabbat for the wife for the sake of Allah. Muhabbat for the children for the sake of Allah. Well, Ilyas of Rahmatullah Ali see, when we love for the sake of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we hear for the sake of Allah, we'll depart for the sake of Allah also. When the shkil time will come, now it's time for me to go in the path of Allah, my beloved wife. We are together for the love of Allah, that Allah must love us. The way I treat you, the way you treat me, Allah must love us. When the call will come now to depart also, to go in the path of Allah, that you are letting me go because of your love for Allah. And I'm also going in the path of Allah, that for the love of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, to bring it even stronger into the home. The whole family life is like that. So if you don't have that, we can imagine now really what our love is for. What our love is for our families and our children. Even the car we are purchasing, I'm purchasing the car to use in the path of Allah. And the day of Qiyamah is a burden for me. I'm buying this property, I'm going to this business venture, not to make money, to make money. I'm doing this now so then I can be free to move in the path of Allah. Free for the taqaza of deen, for the demands of deen. If that is not happening and I'm increasing my portfolio, then it means I'm only doing dunya. Is that for deen? That was it says also now, Syria and Turkey, Allah Ta'ala, keep them with afiyat and make it easy for them. There also now, Hazrat says one is to go and give the sadaqah and the zakat. The demand of Sharia is that I should go myself and give it. However the structures are now to try to have the desire, Ya Allah, I want to go and distribute my own. What you give me, Ya Allah, to go and help those people. Otherwise they say, just to make the check out to do the EFT is very easy. There's no life in it. There's no jan. The jan of the amal, the life of the amal is where I could do it myself. Sadaqah to be distributed myself. To give the zakat myself. To do the qurbani myself. Then there's jan and there's life in the amal. Otherwise just to depute someone to do it, then there's no life in it. Like I didn't do the amal. I just gave it, it's gone. But the beauty of it and the muhabbat for the love of Allah is that I go and give it myself if I can do it myself. If I can't, but the desire is there. Ya Allah, I want to go do it myself. I want to go distribute it myself. So, Hazrat teaches us also, this is the jan and the life of the amal is doing it like that. To get back to our kitab, we're discussing the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-azim, the one that is most high, most exalted, the most mighty, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرَجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is with you? That you do not fear the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't fear the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah states in the commentary and tafsir of this ayat, you cannot understand the right of His greatness. You can't understand the right of fulfilling the greatness of Allah. No matter how much says be, you can say subhanallah, subhanallah. Then to Allah is much greater than that, much purer than that. We cannot fulfill the grandeur and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah ta'ala still wants you to do it. Allah still wants you to do it. Then to speak about me. Allah loves when insan speaks. We love people speak about us. We get now excited, people say something good about me. This two good words about a person, this is tafsir of Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Allah grant us goodness in this world. Goodness of this world, one tafsir is thana'ul khalq. Allah ta'ala will put your praise on people's tongues, that they'll speak good about you. That also is hasala in this world. Allah Ta'ala has given you some goodness in this world. People have a good opinion about you. So you cannot understand the right of His greatness. Allah Ta'ala wants us to speak about Him. From the exaltedness and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you do not equate any of His creation with Him in words. That is the example we gave last week also. I take an oath by Allah and your life. Never. I take an oath only in the name of Allah. Not also my mother. My mother's life also. My father's life. No such thing. No makhluk can be equal to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We only take a qasam in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your creation is joined to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in respect. For me, there is no support besides Allah and you. You tell someone. Yes, now. This time when you tell the wife also, it's only you and you. That out of muhabbat is permissible. Out of muhabbat it is permissible. Hadith Sharif says, even if you don't mean it to, you can bluff her. No problem. Don't lie to her. But out of this, that, you created muhabbat in your love. That she's been kind to you. She's given birth to your children. Subhanallah. Therefore, give her that muhabbat and that love. But just to make her feel good also, because may be angry in his heart. Throw the anger, tell her some good words. Tell her some good words, Allah would reward you. You become the beloved of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. For me, there is no support besides Allah and you. That is not correct. That will happen which Allah wants and you want. That too, you can't say what you want and Allah wants. Only what Allah ta'ala wants. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَيَّشَاءُ Allah is saying it. That only what Allah ta'ala wishes will happen and nothing else. Nor should you equate His creation with Him in love, respect and obedience. No way that you respect someone like how you show respect to Allah or obedience to someone like... That's why we are forbidden. We are not given permission that even to make salam with someone and bow down. Even to bend the back. Not permissible. Some people is a culture now when they make salam there. It's not permissible that. That bowing, even the gesture is only for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Even when it comes to standing up to greet someone, yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us also that when somebody walks in, you should not stand up to greet him. There's one hadith sharif. Other hadith sharif says, قُوبُوا إِلَىٰ سَيِّدِكُمْ A sahabi walked in, stand up to your master and make salam with him. When hadith says, don't stand, when hadith says, stand up. So ulama explain and they corroborate the hadith and they say, when somebody walked in and he's such a person that he expects people to stand up for him, they don't stand up for him. And the person doesn't say, make salam, please, don't stand up. Say, for that person, stand up, make salam. No problem. He doesn't want that respect. So afford him the respect. Stand up for him. Yes, he's your father now. Somebody who you should be standing up for. Somebody of respect in the family. Then yes, you should stand up for that person. Person is talking to you, shouldn't be sitting down and looking at him. Stand up and speak to him. An ustaz you have, a sheikh you have, parents you have, somebody elder, uncle in the family. Shouldn't be that you're still sitting on the sofa and he's talking and he's standing. No, you should stand up. Tell him, please have a seat. Well, there are times now when we should. But somebody now that feels that because I walked in, people should stand up for me, then they are correct. You shouldn't stand up for that type of a person. In the universe created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which more than billions of stars and uncountable galaxies are continuously in motion, there is perfect harmony and concordance. How everything is happening in the universe, Allah Ta'ala showed me the azamat, that I am al-azim, the one that is controlling everything. And with absolute harmony, the stars, planets and moons move around their orbits and within the galaxies which they are related to. For example, the earth moves at the speed of 1,670 kilometers per hour around its orbit. That is the speed of the earth. If we keep in mind that the velocity of the fastest bullet, the earth is moving at 1,670 kilometers per hour around its orbit. If we keep in mind the velocity of the fastest bullet is 1,800 kilometers per hour. So give you some figures where to understand the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then you will understand how fast the earth is orbiting in spite of its huge mass. That's the bullet is so fast. So the earth is almost the same speed as that fastest bullet. At that speed is moving right now in its orbit. The earth moves around the sun at the speed of 108,000 kilometers per hour around the sun, approximately 60 times faster than a bullet. Around the Milky Way, it moves at a pace at the speed of 720,000 kilometers per hour. The Milky Way itself, in which there are 700 billion stars, moves at a speed of 950,000 kilometers per hour. Sorry, mind-boggling. Gravity is moving around us. Is that going slow? So going slow. Everything is moving very, very fast. Moving at such speeds, we are taught that our lives are also passing in this world as if on the edge of a knife. In general conditions, there is a possibility of huge accident occurring any time in this complex system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala, how He's controlling the entire universe with such precision and harmony that there's no accident taking place. Allah ta'ala, just let's go a little bit. Allah ta'ala made the mountains. Allah ta'ala created the mountains because when Allah ta'ala created the earth, it was trembling, like earthquakes were taking place. Tremors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made وَجَعَلَ فِيَا رَوَاسِيَا. Allah ta'ala made these pegs. Allah ta'ala made the mountains to hold the earth firm. When Allah ta'ala wishes not, then the mountains don't do His job. The earthquakes take place. The tremors take place. All in the control of Allah. We saw 45 seconds. The earthquake, the first one, 45 seconds. In 45 seconds only, see what happened. In 45 seconds. But remember, together with this now, we hear a lot of reports. Sign of Qiyamah, soon this is going to happen, that is going to happen, and what and what. Allah Mazhabi Rahman wrote a kitab in 233 AH, there was an earthquake also in Syria. They spread right up to Mosul in the east, and in the west right till Istanbul. The earthquake lasted for 3 hours. For 3 long hours, it just tremored and there was an earthquake took place. He says, just in Turkey at that time, 60,000 passed away. And in Mosul, in that area over there, 40,000 passed away. How many in Syria, we couldn't count. The whole kitab he wrote on it, the whole Kar Gozari. So that time also they thought Qiyamah was taking place. But we can see Allah Ta'ala still giving respite. By make tawbah, attend to Allah. Make tawbah, attend to Allah. So we don't know what's going to happen next. So how this whole life is moving so fast. Allah with His Qudrat, with His might and His majesty, He's still got everything under control. It's in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants us to link up to Him. For us to remember that we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dr. Arifi rahmatullah alayh, he mentioned that as he became old also, understanding how fast life is going. So he said, as he got older, then to wake up for tahajjud and fajr became more difficult. The eyes are sleepy, the body is tired. He said he would wake up and he would sit up there, rub his eyes, but the sleep is still there. Then he said he would ask himself, "Hey, oh Abdul Hay, are you getting older or younger?" He said, "Today I'm 1 day older." He said, "Are you getting nearer to dunya or nearer to the qabr?" He said, "Today nearer to the qabr." He said, "Get moving now. You get moving now." What the mind is saying, we're going to reverse gear. Things are getting better, I'm getting younger still. Look, what are the things to do in dunya? He says, "No, you're not getting younger, you're getting older. Nearer to dunya, nearer to qabr, nearer to qabr." He said, "Get moving now. There's no time to waste. Dunya is moving at that speed and your life also is going on the edge of a knife. Anytime you can fall. It can happen anytime. Make tawbah now and start moving. Move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gives us understanding. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue from this kitab, which is the bayan of our dada, Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in regards to anger. We explained last week that it's not the command of Sharia to eradicate, annihilate and destroy your anger. The command is to suppress it. Anger is needed. Allah Ta'ala made all these things in ourselves, these negatives you can say. Akhlaqi radhila or radail. Anger, lust, etc. is there, but to be channeled in the correct avenue to make your akhirat. Anger also is not completely evil. Used at the wrong time, wrong avenue, wrong place, then it's evil. To use it in the right place, then it's praiseworthy. Now in the battlefield, use it against your nafs also. Get angry with yourself. Why am I so lazy? Why did I miss my salah? Get angry on yourself. Don't get angry on the wife. Why you didn't get me up? Who did put the alarm? Get angry on yourself. Don't get angry at people around you. The other says you should suppress the anger. The Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullah alayh teaches, as the Thani rahmatullah alayh says, the objective is not the eradication of evil traits. Sometimes a person gets despondent. I can't control my lust, my carnal desires. They seem to just, this is finishing me, Allah, just finish it off now. How long will I carry on like this? I can't control my anger, so wife is complaining, children complaining, staff complaining. Not afraid of anybody. Not afraid of anyone. So these evil traits, whether it be anger, desires, greed also, should be channeled now. Greed for amal, greed for akhirat.
I want to make it big in Akhirat. I want to make it big. Buy the big car and take the big jamaats also. Take the big budrugs also and make it big in Jannat. No problem. But use it in the right direction. He's got this in him now that I like things like this. So use it in the correct direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him big like that. Usmani Ghani radiallahu anhu, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu. They had it big also. Subhanallah, they left. What about Waqf? Right now you find in Medina Munawwara. Still buildings in their names, properties in their names. Now the Awqaf and the Waqf is going into hundreds of billions of dollars. They made it big in dunya, big in akhirat also. So the objective is not to eradicate, eradication of evil qualities, but the channelizing and correct usage thereof. Innate, inborn characteristics cannot be wiped out, but can be redirected. Only the person's tabiat. Only the habit. Habit can be changed. But a person's tabiat, his temperament, how Allah Ta'ala made him, that you can't change. He says, that you cannot change. They say, you cannot change, but you make imala. You can twist it a bit, you can redirect it a bit. Allah Ta'ala made him in a certain way. So now you can't change the tabiat and the nature of his. That's his nature, that's how he is. But it can be directed now to be used in the correct channel and correct place. So innate inborn characteristics cannot be wiped out, but can be redirected. If, for example, one has an excess of anger, before rectification, such anger was used to further one's selfish needs and desires before he rectified it. On occasions when one was told something unpalatable, all control was lost. Couldn't take it. So he loses himself, he loses his anger. If one were inconvenienced or troubled by someone, patience and tolerance were not resorted to. And some people have this now. When I'm sleeping in the afternoon, nobody must come in this room and disturb my sleep. Person gets very angry after that. Then he takes out the anger. The whole evening now he's upset. Why? Because one of the children went in, the wife didn't stop the child. He said, I needed to rest. So he loses his mind after that. Because he feels, now I got a right to have a rest now. I'm so tired. The wife also is tired. She's doing work also. But he loses himself. If one were inconvenienced or troubled by someone, patience and tolerance were not resorted to. Anger immediately came to the fore. Now after islah, after rectification, the direction taken by anger changes. Now anger is expressed on occasions when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is disobeyed against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the anger comes about now. Biggest enemy, Hazrat says, is your own nafs. I don't think of somebody else now. I have a right now, he's the enemy, so I'm going to take it out on his, my opposition. No, no such thing. Take out the anger on myself. If I did something wrong now to penalize myself. If nafs demands disobedience, anger is directed towards the nafs. Anger is still present, but has changed direction. It has become praiseworthy. It has become meritorious. The meaning of kalzum. In Quran it says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Those that suppress the anger, Allah Ta'ala praises them. So what does it mean to suppress? What is meant by kalzum? On which occasion did the Arabs use this word? وَالْكَاظِمِينَ. To suppress. Because the Quran was revealed in the language of the Arabs, Alama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayhi, was the great Mufassir, the Mufti of Baghdad, quotes the same, so that the Quran can be correctly understood. He explains that Kadham al-Kazimin was used on the occasion when a leather water bag full to capacity began spilling over, and the mouth of the bag was tied with string. It was overflowing. At that time they used to hang now the bags of water from the ceiling, and they used to drink. They used to pour water from there. Water bags. So he says this bag was filled to capacity and it was spilling over and the mouth of the bag was tied with a string. Thus the meaning of kalzum, this word was to be used for that. They quickly tie it, close it up quickly and tie it so water doesn't come out because it is full right now. But this word kalzum was used, the same word is used now for anger, to suppress the anger. Thus the meaning of kalzum is understood to be shadd wa ras al qirba inda imtila'iha. Tying the mouth of a water bag when it is full to capacity and spilling over. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same word, وَالْكَازِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ. When you are angered, when from the bag of your being, from the bag of your being, of your existence, from within you, anger is seeping out in the form of vulgarity, with the demand of vengeance, with the urgency to smite, to hit someone, immediately tie the mouth of anger with the string of kalam. That's what it means now. When the bag was overflowing, quickly tie it up. So when that anger now wants to come out, the vulgarity is going to come out. Somebody just chopped you in front all of a sudden. You're doing high speed and he now overtook you. So how dare him? Now you go front of him, you're pressing your brakes, and you show him different signals, etc. And you tell him pull over, and you tell him a few things. Now he's pulling, now tie it. Now tied completely for the pleasure of Allah. Now that Allah will change it to his muhabbat. Now the heart is bleeding. I could show him. And the hadith said, you say, man kadhama ghayzan. Man kadhama ghayzan. Wa huwa qadirun ala ayyunafidahu. The person who suppresses the anger, despite having the ability to vent it, he can show it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, da'ahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ru'usi al-halqi yawm al-qiyamah. Allah will call in front of the entire creation on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah ta'ala, yukhayyiruhu min al-hur al-'ayni ma sha'. Allah will line up all al-hur al-'ayn, choose which one you want. Choose which one you want. Now we can't even equate it to this dunya. There was a line of pageant. They say, Banda, choose which one you want. But make sure you choose your wife. There's only one, she's the queen. Allah will make her the queen on the day of Qiyamah also. But Allah will give you a choice on the day of Qiyamah because you suppressed your anger. So now, if you really want to control your anger with your wife, just think Qiyamah's day, now there'll be a lineup for me. Why get angry with her now? If I swallow my anger with her, Allah will give me any more like you on Qiyamah's day. I can choose whichever one you want, whichever one a person wants. So a person swallows the anger. The difference between ghayz and ghadab, there's two words used in Arabic for anger. The question now arises, what is the difference between ghayz and ghadab? Alama Al-Lusi rahmatullah alayhi explains ghayz is anger which is contained. Ghayz with a ghayn, ayn and a dha is anger which is contained. With the ghayz, in Quran you can قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْظِكُمْ فَطْبَرَ. Say to them, die with your anger. Say to the kuffar, die with your anger. قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْظِكُمْ. So ghayz is anger which is contained. With the ghayz, a person is seething and boiling within. One is affected by one's anger to the extent that one loses sight of boundaries beyond which one is not allowed to cross. There are boundaries when you're angry. Don't go beyond this with your tongue or with your expression or with your physical being. While in the case of ghadab now is a different thing. The intention to exact retribution is present, but without the emotional involvement. This is ghadab. Therefore, ghayz is specific to the creation, cannot be used with the reference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, it can be said, protect yourself from the ghadab of Allah, from the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why they say ghadab? Is to exact, to take retribution is present, but without emotional involvement. That is anger. So Allah Ta'ala has no emotional involvement with the creation. Allah Ta'ala has anger. That is ghadab of Allah. While saying protect yourself from the ghayz of Allah is incorrect. Ghadab can be commonly used for the creator as well as the creation ghadab, but not ghayz. So Allama Al-Lusi rahmatullah alayhi has quoted four ahadith while explaining this ayat. Because the tafsir of the ayat can only be made from the noble explanations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon whom the Quran Sharif was revealed. Then after that explains also the difference between anger that a person contains within himself, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. We just keep this view, and also Hadith Sharif says that sabr inda sidmatil ula. What is sabr? To be patient upon your anger is when the first crunch comes. At that moment now, when things are hot right now, and you are pushed, and the person who makes sabr is at that time. Not after a person vents himself, then now make sabr. That's the time to be patient. Hold the tongue and hold your anger and hold yourself. For that sabr a person will make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوفَى الصَّابِرُونَ يُوَأَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That those that make sabr will be given full reward. Full reward, how much? Allah says, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. I can't even tell you how much you'll get. Without any accountability for the person making sabr. But sabr is, Yunus Padesa mentioned one time also, rahmatullah alayhi, that when it comes to our domestic life at home, Limagda Sahib mentioned also, he says, every moment is a moment of sabr at home. Every moment is a moment, because you don't know what's going to happen next, what the wife is going to say, what the children are going to do, and this can just break loose all of a sudden. He says, especially for the man at home, he is the one to make sabr, he is the one to control anger. He says, every moment at home is a moment of sabr. Hold yourself. That's why the anger control is so important. Because you know, when you go home, anything can snap anytime. What's supposed to be a nice evening, and all of a sudden now is a full-blown fight. Just now there was muhabbat, just now there was this, just something came in between, and now a man loses himself, as if now there's nothing between him and his wife. It's all over. Because the anger is so detrimental. That's why it's so important for us to control it, especially when you go home. It can happen anytime. Anything is packed off. Sometimes not the wife, it's a child. And the mother taking the child's part. My father is saying, you're taking his part, you're taking his part. And he goes on with it. It happened also one time, as Hakim Sahib mentioned in his kitab. Father came home, the child didn't go to school. And he's playing sick. Father went in, why didn't go to school? Mother came. He said, leave him, he's not well. No, he's pretending. Mother said, but he's sick, bimar hai. Happened in Pakistan. The mother protecting the child. Father was to give him one two shots. The mother came in between. And the father got angry. He said, you're taking his part. Three talaqs for you. Finish nikah was over. How dare you question my authority? Sometimes a man is pushed in the corner also. You're questioning my authority. I'm sorting him out. I'm making his tarbiyat. And now the mother comes in between. And before Pastor can't control his anger, it comes out all of a sudden. Then he asked the Mufti Sahib, Mufti Sahib, I gave the talaq in anger. What's the masala? Mufti Sahib will tell him, but nobody gives talaq in love. It happens in anger. He said, but I was angry. That's why you gave it. Nobody says in muhabbat. Nobody says in love. Talaq is talaq, now it's already finished. This is one of the very important things that we've got to take note of and take control of, inshallah. Ta'ala give us a bit to make amal, inshallah. Make zikr, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله Come fame to take bi'ah tonight, Allah Ta'ala accept it. We get a means of our salvation, all of us, inshallah. I read the khutbah, then I repeat the words. You repeat after me, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا
من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء ما من أحبه أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
O Allah,
I make tawbah
from
kufr,
from shirk,
from hypocrisy,
from all sins,
especially
from the sin
of the love of dunya,
and from the sin of pride.
O Allah,
I promise
to the best of my ability
to perform my five times salah
with jama'ah
in the masjid
to fast
during the month
of Ramadan.
If zakat becomes fard
to discharge my zakat
if hajj becomes fard
to perform hajj
if jihad becomes fard
to take part in jihad
O Allah,
I enter
into the silsila
of the Chistiyah, of the Qadiriyah,
of the Naqshbandiyah,
of the Suhrawardiyah,
O Allah,
to the barakat
and blessings
of all four silsilas
except my tawbah
and my bi'at
as long as I live
grant me an Islamic
imani life
just before death
Grant me
sincere tawbah.
Grant me maut
on kalima shahadat
with ease, peace,
and honor.
Gather me tomorrow
on the day of Qiyamah
and forever thereafter
with all the righteous
and the pious.
Ameen. May Allah Ta'ala accept, inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O Kareem Rahim Allah, accept this bi'at, O Allah, accept all our bi'at, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us with afiyat, sihat, and salamat, Ya Allah, all our mashayikh, especially our shaykh, Ya Allah, grant him afiyat, sihat, and salamat, and qabooliyat, Ya Allah, make our complete islah, and accept every one of us. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tuba alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifuna, salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, amin.